Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey and Your Love Experience with Janie and Ingram. Yes, yes, yes. I'm super excited. We got an amazing guest speaker today, and we got my beautiful co-host, James. We're going to play a song while we bring James in. I don't know if James can hear us yet.
Can you hear me?
Yay!
Hello?
We can hear you this morning.
Good, yes, good. My first time calling in on this number.
Yes, yes. How about you guys? We're going to give it.
What'd you say, Janine?
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get ready and center our minds, centering our thoughts, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And yes, on this line, we recognize this great spirit is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And as we get ready to center our mind on the breath, you see there's power in the breath. You see, family, sometimes we forget to breathe. And in this right now moment, I want you to breathe, family. I want you to take the breath and breathe in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Breathe deep into the diaphragm. And remember to breathe into the heart and release through your mouth. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to breathe. Let's breathe. And release. That I am God. Breathe, family. And release. As we center our mind, calling forth the higher mind presence. And as we operate in manifestation, in this right now moment, we hear a prayer by Ayana Venzon.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Amen. Good morning, family. Yes, you tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I have with me my beautiful co-host, James Gilmore, this morning. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Love Goddess.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm so excited. I did something unusual. I went to bed early, and I woke up 2 hours before the show started. So I'm alert and ready.
So you're alert and ready this morning. Well, that's super exciting to hear. Well, and
yes, yes, we have a fabulous guest coming on the show today.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. And he got a lot of energy, so you needed to be well rested.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell our audience about this amazing gift to the planet. You know, I loved him from the first time that I met him. Because, you know, they also call him the Latin love god. Ooh. All right. So let me just tell you, we've been talking about sound and the vibrational energy of how sound transforms one life. Well, we're going to hear firsthand from this beautiful gift to the planet. His name is Mark Romero. He's going to talk to us today about the importance of sound and energy. We heard about the importance of energy and how it's essential to putting ourselves in alignment with the success we desire in our lives. Scientists have even proved and discovered the importance of getting into a coherent energetic state to not only improve our health, our wellness, and our vitality, but also to achieve higher levels of success in our professional and day-to-day lives. Introducing the healing music of Mark Romero, now through power of the music, tone, and vibration, we can instantly, by the music that we hear and the sounds that Mark do, put us into a coherent state that will align us with our own optimum success. It's true, within each and every one of us are multiple energy systems that control our body function, impact our state of consciousness, and ultimately our levels of success, just like a symphony orchestra. It is essential that these systems be coherent in harmony. Now, through Mark's sound healing technology, we can instantly put ourselves into a state of optimum success and achievement.
I'm super excited to bring to our audience today an amazing gift to the planet. And I've already told you they also call him the Latin love god. And let him tell us more about it. I want you to put your hands together for this amazing gift to the planet, Mark Romero. Also known as the love god, the Latin love god. Good morning, Mark.
You're not going to let me forget that, are you?
No.
Yeah, you should have never told her that, buddy.
I was just reminiscing, you know, from my single days.
Well, I still like it. I still love it, love it, love it. You can still be a Latin love god and be married.
And I am.
Thank
you. I appreciate that. I love it. That's
good morning,
great.
Mark. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start from who are you? Who is Mark Romero?
Gosh, there's so many different ways I could answer that, but I think the thing that comes up is really, you know, Mark is a guy like everybody else who's playing this most masterful game called the game of life. And moving along the game board, finding the best ways to express himself, to have a powerful impact on people's lives, and ultimately to peel back the pieces and remember my own extraordinariness, remember my own awesomeness, remember my own divine nature. And so that's who I am. I'm just a guy trying to help as many people as possible restore harmony in their lives so that they can bring their music forward. And at the same time, also remember who I really am and, you know, build my faith and trust and go down this amazing river called life.
How did you get started playing the guitar?
I'm going to date myself here. Okay, so, you know, high school kid, went to go see Pink Floyd The Wall way back when. I was, like, mesmerized by the guitar work. I was, like, the Chinese water torture after that. I would just like drip on my dad, you got to get me a guitar for my birthday. Dad, you got to get me a guitar for my birthday. And he finally did. And I picked that thing up and never put it down. So I was inspired by good old rock and roll music. And that's what got me on the guitar. And little did I know, it was like love at first strum. And I never put that thing down.
Wow. How did you begin to, James, did you have a question? I think I heard you trying to come in.
Yeah, you're kind of like tuning into my thoughts, and of course my question may be premature, and of course I was a little bit in shock from our last conversation with Mark, hearing him respond about the Pink Floyd, which is okay, but like from Pink Floyd to cutting edge, out of the box, transformational music, that's a radical jump and shift, Brother Mark.
Not so much when you think about how long, that's what I'm going to say, I'm going to date myself. That was 1980, dude. I mean, that's plenty of time to make a transition. I mean, that seems like a long time ago, but that was a very enthusiastic high school kid, and that's what got me started on it. And then from there, it's been a metamorphosis and change of styles and self-discovery and figuring out, oh, you know, what do I want to do? You know, because I played rock for a number of years, and then I got into jazz, and then I got into Spanish classical and flamenco guitar, and then I kind of like fused them all together in my own thing. And, you know, little did I know that later that those tones and those notes and those frequencies would be healing in nature.
Right, so that's the music part of it, but what was happening in your life or your consciousness that you started off as a rocker, and now you're a cutting-edge healer through music?
You know, I remember shortly before I started playing, I was out on the deck with my best friend, and we were looking through the telescope at the stars. And I told him, I said, you know what, man? I said, I think, you know, if you look at these stars, these are like cells and molecules in this huge body of God. And that was my concept that, like, you know, I don't know, I think it was 14, 15, something like that. And that's what I thought. You know, I thought, wow, we're part of this like big like energy, like in this universal body. You know, and for a kid, that's a pretty heavy thought. And
that was
like really where I really kind of, there was a part of me that was always committed to being wise. You know, it's like the other kids wanted to be firemen and policemen and doctors. I wanted to be the wise man, you know, at Halloween time, you know, because I wanted to gain a wisdom and an understanding about life. And so even at a very young age, I was on my way. It was always interwoven into everything that I did. There was always this desire to expand, to grow, to learn the mysteries of life. And so it's something that's fueled me from day one.
Wow. So what actually began your journey into, did you go to a metaphysics school? Did you get a mentor? Did you start reading books? I mean, where did it all come from, and how did it?
I think it really kind of kicked into motion. I was just starting my career in the electronics industry. I'm a former CEO, executive manager, corporate guy. And I was just starting my journey, and a friend of mine gave me a book. It was called Illusions by Richard Bach. And I read that book, and it was the story of the reluctant Messiah. It was like a Jesus-type character in modern-day time, and he got frustrated, and he quit, and he decided to go fly his airplane around the Midwest, and that's where he meets the author, and they tell his stories. He shares wisdom with them about how we create and manifest and why we're playing the game of life. And I remember reading that book, and I was so touched by it. The concept of imagination shaping our experience to me was intriguing. And so from there, I just started going out and just reading everything I could, you know, on manifestation, you know, James Allen book, As a Man Thinketh, some of those early revolutionary pieces back from the early 1900s that were coming out talking about, you know, how we can create the master key, these different pieces. And, you know, I started implementing it. I started implementing it in my business. I started implementing it in my career. And I started just this, you know, it was a passion to learn. And then, of course, experience, you know, try and fail and try again and do things differently, and got into meditation and you know, different aspects. And from there, it just kind of expanded and grew.
Let's talk about tones. A lady walked up to you one time and said she could hear tones. You said, I remember hearing tones when I heard Pink Floyd. What does that mean?
Well, okay, so you got to realize I was kind of a left brain guy, you know, still at this point in time, a little tight around, a little too much starch in my shirt, shall we say. And I was, my wife had a friend that owned a wellness center, and so she asked me if I would play during like their open house thing. So, you know, I went there, I played a couple sets, and after I'm done playing, she comes up to me and she goes, oh, I hear these tones in your music. And I'm looking at her. My first thought was, man, this lady, she's going to get weird, man. I can just tell. And then she gets like literally inches from my face, and she goes, and nobody can hear the tones but me. And I'm looking at her like, oh, okay. I said, yeah, you know what? I heard some tones too back in the 80s, listening to Pink Floyd, watching The Lava Lamp with my buddies. I said, we heard some tones. Let me tell you. And then so she goes, you know what? Let me just get a CD from you. I know these scientists. I want to connect you with them. And so I literally thought she was crazy, but as I found out later, that lady could hear tones in my music. And, you know, it's like, but initially I was kind of put off by the whole experience. So that's what opened the door, man. That's what got me started in doing transformational, you know, work through music and sound.
Listen, Mark. There's a lot of people that play all kind of music, and you know, the testimonies on your website about the healings people experience. The word that comes to my mind, Janine, me coming from a Christian background, is there's some kind of anointing. I know music in general has certain effects, but the extraordinary results that people get with your music, it's like this guy has been anointed to do what he's doing. So I'm just going to just be straight about that.
No, and I think that's something, you know, it took me years to come to terms with, you know, I guess I knew as a kid growing up that God put me here for a purpose and a reason. And I wasn't really sure what it was at that particular point in time, but I knew that it had something to do with, you know, moving people forward. I knew that it had something to do with helping people move past obstacles and barriers that we all encounter in life on our journey. I didn't think it had anything to do with music. In fact, initially, I probably thought I was going to be more of, a minister back in the day. And, you know, my mom tells me the story when I escaped from her observation, I guess you could put it, and found me in the chapel, you know, pounding on the podium, giving the sermon of the day. And that's kind of what I thought I was going to be doing. And really why I kind of left the corporate world way back when was to become a orator, you know, a speaker, a motivational and inspirational speaker. Little did I know that music would intertwine into that whole experience. But, you know, I do consider it a gift from God, but I also think that we all have our inherent gifts. And, you know, just some of us have the privilege of becoming aware of them and, you know, and then bringing them forward.
So, Mark, when the lady took your music and gave it to the scientist, what happened from there?
Well, from there I got a phone call from Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones was a former top consultant from NASA. He was involved in a study on what are the implications of the up to 60,000 man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water, and all the electronic technology that we've surrounded ourselves with upon our energy fields. And so he gave me a call and he said, hey, I'm doing this lecture. I want you to come bring your guitar and you'll get an opportunity to learn about quantum physics and energy and all that good stuff. And, you know, I show up there thinking I'm going to, you know, maybe play during donut time or something. And little did I know that my perception of the world was going to change that night, not only of the world, but also of myself. Because in that event, I learned that, you know, we're magnificent expressions of a field of energy that's unlimited in its potential. And so they're talking about this, which I was blown away. But then they started talking about what are all these chemicals in our environment and the tech cell phones and laptop computers, the technology that we've surrounded ourselves with, what is it doing to us? And so they start demonstrating on stage how things we use every day are compromising our energy, actually putting us into an incoherent or disharmonious state, and therefore compromising our physical energy, our mental functions. And they're showing this with physical applied kinesiology, range of motion, strength testing up on stage. I'm like blown away because I didn't know a cell phone could zap your energy. I didn't know a laptop computer could zap your energy. And I'm like kind of going, wow. And they were sharing about how this incoherence or these energy disruptions were the root cause behind all the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual disharmony humanity's really experiencing at a very accelerated rate. So halfway through the program, these demonstrations, they say, Mark, we want you to come up and start playing some music. So I come up and I start playing, and what I witnessed really shocked me, but it also kind of terrified me, was I saw people's physical energy instantly shift in front of my eyes as I'm playing. Instant increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. They have people who couldn't, you know, touch their toes because of lack of flexibility. I start playing and they're putting their hands on the ground. I'm like, well, what the heck is that? I've never seen anything like this. You know, and he said,
Bush, Mark.
Well, I'm glad no bushes caught on fire that night, because then I would have been really freaked out. But, you know, I kind of went home not really sure what I had experienced. And it wasn't until a couple weeks later where Doc called me up and he just said, you know, your music contains organizing frequencies of energy in it that have the ability to restore harmony to listeners' energy fields. And he said, and most important, it has the ability to do that even when we're being exposed to chemicals, to these disharmonious energy producers in the environment. He said, this is essential. He said, for humanity to evolve to the next level, we need to find a way to rise above the static and noise of the modern day world so that we can enhance our energy, enhance our connection, and begin to restore harmony within ourselves. And,
wow.
You know, and then And I'm like, well, I don't really understand all this, Doc. And he said, well, you know, we want to buy 1,000 CDs from you and start selling them. I said, well, that I can relate to. I'm not so sure about all the other stuff. And that's how it all began. It shifted my whole area of focus and launched me off on a whole nother path of realization and learning and growing. And it continues to metamorphosize and evolve today.
What I'm gathering from what you just said, Mark, is that scientist, what was his name again?
Dr. Ronald Jones.
Dr. Ronald Jones. I'm really getting that one of his intentions for requesting to get 1,000 of your CDs and sell them was so he can do further research and document exactly what was experienced that day. So did that occur?
Well, it wasn't so much about documenting and researching. It was about getting the music out in people's lives. You know, he wanted – so – what they were doing is they were developing products that could help people restore harmony in their energy, because we're energy. You know, we have a field of energy that surrounds us. It's called the biofield. That biofield is the last field of energy before we show up in physical form. And then, you know, we've talked, you know, we've all heard about chakras and energy centers and meridians within the body that the energy flows through that basically power the physical vessel of who and what we are. And when that biofield is challenged, you know, we experience stress. We experience physical disharmony. We experience mental sluggishness. You know, we're not able to focus. I mean, look at how autism and neurological disorders are rampant today more than ever. And Doc always felt that it was because of all the stuff in the environment. So he wanted to get the music out for people. They had started selling a pendant and a drink mix that could help people to restore harmony in their lives, and they wanted to include the music with it because he felt it was essential for people to start playing that music in the environment to eliminate the negative effects of all these things in the environment and snap us back into a coherent state. You know, I could be the best guitarist in the world, but if my strings are out of tune, I'm never going to play beautiful music, no matter how well I play. And most of us go through life out of tune. So we need to be in that coherence, that harmonious state, in order to have even an opportunity to play our beautiful music. So they sold those CDs. They sold them to their clients and customers. They had like a little multi-level marketing company that they were selling these products through, and that's how they got started.
What's some of the testimonies that came back from some of those original 1,000 clients that you can recall or that was – reported back by some of those listeners?
Well, that's when I started hearing about, you know, stressed out corporate executive guys who are, you know, are in there in the office pounding it 8 hours a day, playing the music in the environment. They're more grounded, they're more focused, they're more able to handle the twists and turns and the challenges of business. I've heard back from like people who were recovering from surgery or actually made the surgeons play the music while they were being operated on, and how they felt really good, and it seemed to like enhance their healing, you know, their recovery time. I had everything from like a truck driver who out there on the road was always grinding his teeth playing the music in his truck, and all of a sudden he's not grinding anymore. And he said, you don't realize I've been grinding my teeth for like 10 years. Poor guy probably didn't have any teeth left. But I mean, and he said, that's huge. And then that's when I started hearing back from parents with kids with autism or dealing with ADD or ADHD, and how they were able to be more focused, more, present, more in this, you know, in the moment, and be able to have conversation and things to that effect. So it was really a range of different types of testimonials that I immediately started getting back.
Okay, well, Mark, I'm going to make a confession. Is that okay, Janine? So my confession is I've been fascinated for like almost all my adult life with mind-body connection, the alpha state, the theta state, all of that, and, you know, to support and assist my spiritual growth and evolution. So I've been listening to mind-body tapes with the frequencies and all that stuff like that for decades. What's different about your music than the standard programs out there that you put on your headphones and you have your right brain, left brain balance, to achieve this whole brain effect. What's different about your music than that genre?
Well, I think a lot of those types of tapes and things that have binaural beats and those different things, those are manually manipulated. Those are, you know, like, for example, binaural beats. They put in a frequency in the left ear and a different frequency in the right ear, which causes a frequency shift in the brainwave activity. So those are like manipulated, you know, those have processes done to them. Plus, you have to wear headphones to have them work. But this isn't so much about impacting brainwave frequencies, even though it does. This is about impacting your energy. The basis of everything is energy and vibration. Okay, if you break us down on a cellular level and then go down to the molecular level and beyond, you know, you open up an atom, you look at an atom, there's nothing there. It's energy vibrating at different frequencies. We're energetic beings. You know, we just appear to be solid because of the way that our senses have been calibrated. Well, when you tune and harmonize on an energetic level, it impacts the brain, it impacts everything. You know, and that's why I always believe you got to come back from the basis of energy. That's the basis of everything. You know, and it's one thing, yes, to impact the brain. It's important. And there are certain impacts that take place with this music playing in the environment, because when your energy is in tune, your brain actually goes into a harmonized state. And that harmonized state is inherent with better memory, better focus, better creativity, better intuition. And that's why I've had people who are dealing with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and different neurological disorders experience benefits by simply playing the music in the environment. So I don't manipulate my music. It just comes out. I mean, basically it's channeled music, and it, I didn't know about, I was putting frequencies in my music when I first started this journey. I didn't consciously do that. It's not like I set out to, you know, create healing music. I just discovered that later down the road after I was already playing and after I'd already come out with my first album.
Wow. It's interesting you say that, Mark. I met a guy once who said that every person who comes to the planet comes on their own rhythm. They have a rhythm. And so he takes, deals with astrology. He takes your day you was born and all the numbers together, and he gives you your own song based on your own day and time that you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? And what's
interesting, absolutely.
Is that, you know, universe means one song. So you definitely want the direction of what the universe operates on, which is rhythm.
He's on the cutting edge, Janine. On the cutting edge.
Yes, yes. So one of the things that I want to ask you is, let's talk more about vibrations and stress. I see you do a lot to take people into harmony. But what is the world doing to stress, and how does your vibrations shift the stress in people?
Well, if you think about it, we're probably more stressed out than we have ever been. You know, we're so stressed out, we don't even realize we're stressed out anymore. It's become the norm. You know, you don't realize it until you go out to the country or nature or Yosemite or, you know, like my mother-in-law lives in Iowa. You know, I go out to Iowa, I'm out in the country. It's like my whole state changes. And there's a number of reasons for that. You know, it's because, you know, all the things in our environment, you know, back then when I met those scientists, it was 60,000 man-made chemicals. Well, today it's 80,000 plus man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water. Plus, we put genetically modified foods, corn syrup, all these different things into our food source, all these different chemicals into our water, all the things that are being put into the air, and all those are causing stress. They're disrupting that energy. One of the analogies I love to use is we're like super biological wireless computers that have a wireless connection to the divine, God, life source, energy, whatever you want to call it. And what happens when our technology gets disconnected, where we don't have a good connection? It ceases to operate at the level of which it was designed. And that's what's happened with us. And that's just the stuff in our environment. We haven't even gotten into the good stuff, which is about all those limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that we all hold to one degree or another. I mean, that's just with the stuff in the environment. So what the music basically does is it it gives the ability for you to put your energy into a coherence, even when you're being, you know, impacted or exposed to all these things in the environment that are putting you into a state of incoherence or putting you out of tune. We got to be in harmony. You got to be in harmony. If I'm going to play music, those strings have got to be in tune. If they're not in tune, man, I could play like Andre Segovia and it won't matter. You know, it's got to be in tune. And now more than ever, that's challenging. And I really believe, you were talking earlier, James, about, you know, the gift from God. And I said, I really believe that's why, that's part of my purpose, is to share that gift so that people could enhance their connection. Once they're enhanced, you know, in a coherent state, then you begin to access higher levels of information. Then you begin to have realizations and ahas in your own evolution and your own development. You start remembering who you really are. You start accessing information that you weren't able to access before because of the static, the noise, the disconnection.
I was thinking, as you were talking before, I was thinking, this is channel music. And then the next thing, I hear you giving that description. So, yes, we're in tune here, Mark.
It only took me about 15 years to acknowledge that.
So as you you use the guitar as an analogy, you're saying basically that our bodies are instruments, and you use the music to tune the body. Is that what you're saying?
I use the music to tune the energy. The energy in tune impacts the body, mind, the spirit, all aspects of who we are. So, yes, it does impact in the body, because when the music plays and if you do demonstrations, there's an instant increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. So that's an outward physical manifestation of what happens when our energy gets into a state of coherence. But it also impacts on the mental level, it impacts on the emotional level, and impacts on the spiritual level, because it enhances your connection. When you're in tune, you can begin to start playing more harmonious music, which music, you know, you were talking earlier about us having our own song. You know, I believe we all come here to play the game of life with a song, a piece of music that's ours and ours alone to express. Call it your life purpose, call it your dream, whatever you want to call it. And our biggest responsibility is to express that, to be who and what we are, to express what our divine maker made us, and to bring that forward into the world, to shine that light. And so in order to do that, we have to tune and harmonize ourselves. And when we're able to do that, we're able to perform at a higher level. We're able to play more beautiful music. We're able to impact more powerfully the lives of our families, the people around us, the people we work with, the people we hang out with, in ways that go beyond the spoken word.
So am I hearing you say, Mark, that when people are out of tune or out of balance within themselves, it becomes a challenge to fulfill their potential and their purpose and to find fulfillment? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely. I mean, look at the world today. I would say that our world is suffering from a serious case of disharmony. Would you agree?
Yes.
So what if we could restore, if we're going to change that, we need to restore harmony within ourselves. See, I was mentioning earlier about that we have a piece of music that's within us. Well, our biggest responsibility is to share that. And I believe that that light, that music, that purpose, you know, like you guys doing the show and doing the work that you're doing, bringing this stuff out for people, me doing my music, doctors doing what they do to help people get healthy or whatever, just as an example, you know, that's the catalyst for transformation, not only in our own lives, but also in the world that we live in.
What were you going to say, Janine?
I was just going to ask about, I see that you do something that not a lot of people do, but I have seen it before, is put your music and movie together. What is the connection between watching one of your musical movie as well as listening? What's the connection?
Well, I think we want to integrate as many, you know, of the senses as possible when it comes to you know, transformation and change and accessing information. Some of us are visual. Some of us like to listen. Some of us are kinesthetic. You know, it's we all absorb things in different ways. And I think maybe it goes back to those Pink Floyd days. I always liked having music and movie and picture and sound and stuff. To me, I thought that was cool. So part of my vision has always been to, you know, well, my vision is to do these transformational musical experiences where there's movies that play and it's like a concert, but you come to the concert, but you leave different. You leave transformed and changed. And, you know, I love the visual aspect. So it's really kind of just something, it's another way for me to express my creativity. And people love those little movies. It's like little simple little movies. I mean, I'm not a movie producer or into, you know, Star Wars type special effects or anything like that. But I've gotten comments from people all over the world on those little movies. Oh, I love the movie, the pictures and everything, because it brings up emotion. It stirs things up. And let's face it, man, people need to have their pot stirred. You know, if we're going to wake up, people need to have their pot stirred a little bit.
Well, I know how music can affect, because I'll never forget my first car that had a DVD player in it. And the interesting thing about it is, I would push the button to let the DVD play, and when I put my music in, my music would put different colors and shapes on the screen. And at nighttime, it was so amazing to drive around in my LS 400 pearl white peanut butter leather, and these beautiful colors coming out in shapes with the sounds of music. I'm telling you, it was fascinating to me.
I hear you. There used to be a thing way back when, there used to be a thing here in LA way back when called Laserium. And it was like, you go and it was lasers up on this, in the Griffith Observatory. And they would have these laser show while playing all this great music. And I mean, it was like over the top. I mean, you could go there. You didn't even have to alter your consciousness to enjoy it. Your consciousness was altered just sitting in that seat, watching all those lights and great music.
Wow. Let's talk. Here's a question that came through. Since we are energetic beings, if our frequency is where it should be, our lives should reflect that on every level, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. That's a, someone text.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely. When you're in tune, you're in tune. But here's the thing. We constantly have to work every day. I don't just tune my guitar once and never tune it again. You know, I don't, how many of us just pray once and then never pray again, or meditate once and never meditate again, or just brush our teeth once and never brush them again? No, man, we live in a world where we're constantly being bombarded by things in our environment, but also by our own negative thoughts or disempowering thoughts or thoughts that aren't really the truth of who and what we are. So, I mean, it's really an ongoing practice. And I think part of the perception or change that needs to take place, we need to quit fighting our obstacles and our challenges in life and start utilizing them for what they really are. Those are an out picture of disharmonious energy. Those are like the indicator light on the dashboard of your car. When your oil light comes on your car, what do? Ignore it, cover it with tape? No, man, you go underneath the hood and you deal with what needs to be dealt with. And that's what challenges are in our lives. Challenges are indicators of, oh, you've got an old belief structure that you need to let go of. The outpicture in our health, the outpicture in our body, the outpicture in our relationships, the outpicture in our prosperity. And then that mirrors back to us, oh, okay, I need to deal on this with myself. And within that challenge, that obstacle is an opportunity for you to reclaim another piece of your awesomeness, of your mastery, of who you really are. This is the experience of life. This is part of the game of life, is to remember who we are. You know, I love the Statue of David, you know, in Florence. I mean, it's just a beautiful masterpiece. And Michelangelo was asked, how did you carve that statue? And he said, I didn't carve it. I just removed the pieces that were hiding the masterpiece within. And that is the game of life for each and every one of us. We're all in the process of removing the pieces that are hiding the masterpiece within.
So Mark, you're saying a person who's experiencing financial challenges, difficulties, entrepreneur who's stymied and taking their business to the next level. So you're saying is that's an opportunity to be aware that there's some disharmony
and then correct the disharmony that's creating that outpitching of financial struggle or poverty or unfulfillment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And how does your music assist with that? How does your music assist with that? So a person got their self in tune and they're experiencing lack or limitations in their health or finances or relationships. How does your music assist with removing what's creating that, which you refer to as limiting beliefs?
Good question. So one day I'm in the office with Dr. Jones, and he asked me a question. He said, Mark, what's the most powerful energy disruptor of them all? And I'm thinking Doc's going to go with radiation, you know, gamma rays or something, you know, NASA cool like that. But his answer surprised me. He said the most powerful energy disruptor of them all are our own limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. He said they're the stories of lack, limitation, not good enough, I don't deserve, I'm anything but divine. He said all that old programming that we have. And so out of that conversation, this is what opened up to the next level of the work that I do, was I said, well, you know, if those are energy disruptors, and this music has the ability to null and void energy disruptors in our environment, maybe it could also help, you know, null and void the energy disruptors in our thought process, in our belief process. And as I started learning more about quantum physics and energy, we realized that every thought that we hold, every belief that we hold produces a sound, a vibration. And that vibration communicates to the quantum field, and then the quantum field mirrors back what we're broadcasting. So with that realization, I thought, well, maybe I could create pieces of music with different intentions behind them. So I started doing, I was doing coaching work, and I literally started composing pieces of music for my clients. Like, oh man, this person needs to love themselves more, you know? So I played a piece of self-love, and I recorded it, and I sent it to him. Here, play it in your environment. Are you willing to love yourself more? Yes. Cool. And then out of those types of things, people started having these vibrational shifts, but more importantly, they started having shifts in their life. They're able to move past blocks, barriers, places that they were stuck much quicker, much faster. And this is where, so the first aspect of my work is about tuning your energy. That's about eliminating the stuff in the environment. The second level of my work is about harmonizing, which is about letting go of those thoughts, those beliefs, and those perceptions. If somebody's willing to change, and if they're willing to set the intention, then I could compose a piece of music for them and help them shift past things. It means they got to let go of things. It means they got to come to realizations. They got to be committed. You know, by far, this is, most people say, oh, yeah, I'm committed, and then they don't do anything. No, that doesn't work, man. You got to, like, be committed. If you want transformation and change in your life, you got to be committed to it. I can vibrationally help you, but you got to be committed. It's kind of like the woman who sent me an email and said, is there a way you can play a song to make my husband a better man? And I'm like, oh, man, that song would be playing in my house all the time. And I'm just like kind of going, you know what? I could play the best song in the universe, but if your husband doesn't want to become a better man, it's not going to matter. And so that's opened up to a whole new level of work where actually I could use music and processes in this coherent energetic state to help people align their beliefs and their thoughts about themselves. So you're talking about prosperity. Well, prosperity almost always comes down to a sense of self-worth. You know, if you don't believe you're valuable, if you don't believe you're worthy, you're going to have trouble opening up into prosperity. You know, that's been one of my biggest challenges in stepping into doing what I do. You know, I got worked. You know, here was a multi-million dollar business guy. You know, I walk in and do this stuff. I struggle, man. Why? Because there are certain aspects of my own self-worth, my own self-belief, different dynamics that I had with my dad, you know, that I needed to heal and resolve. And I used music and energy to overwrite that stuff so that I could continue to move forward doing what I do. But we're never done. There's always more masterpiece to reveal. And there's always more work that needs to be done.
Wow. You know, Mark, we've been talking a while, but we've never told people how to sign up for the email list, how to get the free gifts when they go to your website. Let's tell them how to go to your website and get your information. We are already at the top of the hour.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, if you'd love to get a little high vibration music track, a little guided visualization for stress reduction, and one of those little cool little inspirational movies, you know, come to my website. It's Mark with a K, Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O, music.com, markromeromusic.com. Right there on the homepage, there's a little box with a woman with headphones on looking all relaxed and stuff. You can put your name and email in there. You'll get immediate access, an opportunity to learn more about the science behind the energy and all these different things, but also an opportunity to dive in and start listening to some tunes right away. One of my favorite songs is called The Journey, and it's really about the journey through life, man. And so I invite you to come to markromeromusic.com, sign up, and start your little musical journey.
So you're saying is that piece called The Journey is something that people can sign up on your site and just start to listen to that automatically then?
Yeah. Yeah, you can download it right then and there or just listen to it on the page, either way.
So you said it's something, let's say it's Mark Romero Music. And Romero is spelled R-O-M-E-R-O Music. .com. That's MarkRomeroMusic.com. And you, when you go on the page, sign your email, you get 3 free gifts. You get 2 musical downloads, and then you get a visual download. One is called The Stress Reduction, The Journey, and Vibrational Success. So you want to download those 3 and really hear the opportunity to release the stress from your body. Wow.
Absolutely. I don't know though. After all this, after our conversation, I might have to change it to LatinLoveGod.com.
Yes. I might stay on your website if you change it to that. I might be like, let me check out the Latin Love God. All right. Well, Mark, is that how, if they want to contact you to for speaking engagement, for coaching, is that the same website they use?
Yep, that's the website. You're more than welcome to call and email us at support@markromeromusic.com, support@markromeromusic.com. And the office numbers in Southern California, it's 949-249-0440. That's the office number. If you're interested in a healing session and coaching work, or just learning more about the music, I invite you to go to the website, sign up. You'll get to learn more about the scientists and what they're working on. And you'll also get access to some videos where you can experience at home what the music does to your energy, because that's the best thing. When I do my speaking talks and my keynote concerts, I pull people up on stage, man, and show them what happens when they get in tune. And it's like a magic show. People get all like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it, how much my strength, you know, my balance, all these different aspects improve with just the music playing in the environment. And it's instantaneous. As soon as it plays, boom, you can give people a demonstration. So you can experience all that when you sign up in on the website.
I have a text question. This is the interest. She says, you're a love God. Do you play music to make love to? She says she wants to play some in her bedroom. Her husband and her haven't really been getting it on, I guess that's what I say, because she got a sick stuff going on over here.
Yeah, I, you know what? I have experienced firsthand the difference when the music's playing in the environment. Some guy even sent me a note and said, man, he goes, forget Viagra. He said, I just played music in the environment, lit some candles. You know, it was amazing. I'm like, oh, now that's a heck of a testimonial. But yeah, if you're in tune and more harmonious, it's going to impact that aspect also. You know, so absolutely, man, play some music in the environment. It's a nice add-on.
Mark, you're going to start getting some hate mail from the Viagra company. Their sales are going to go down.
Well, yeah, you don't have to worry about your heart exploding either.
Wow.
She said, what CD do you suggest for that? She's going to purchase it to put in her room tonight.
The pressure's on now. So there you would go to the high vibration music, and that's music for the environment. So you could go a Sueños Infinitos, Beyond the Wall. There's also a series. It's like a 24-hour musical solution called the Vibrational Success Series, which has music you play in the environment, those 2 CDs, but also has music for meditation and music for sleep. So Just go to the store page under High Vibration Music. Any of those CDs will work, except you probably don't want to use Sleep in that case.
All right. Okay. She says she's on your page right now.
All right.
Wow. All right. Less than 5 minutes to bliss, y'all. That's the name of the CD. All right, Rich, you want to open up the lines or you want to play some music for us? Which one you want to do?
Mark, are you asking James or you asking me, Janine, or you asking Mark?
I was asking Mark, but you can answer. Which one, what do you all want to do? You want to play music, or do you want to open up the line?
I want to play some music first, Mark, and then we open up the line.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah, Mark, I can do that. You want me to play a piece for you guys?
Yeah.
Yes. Live music on the love journey with the Latin love god, Mark Romero.
Well, I think here's a nice little piece, and this is all about enhancing your ability to create, enhancing your ability to create your desired results. And so I want you to come up with one thing that you would most love to create in your experience today. So that could be better health. What does it look like? What does it feel like? That could be better relationships, could be more prosperity. What does that look like? You know, you get clear on what it is that you want to create. So as I play this piece, I want you just to breathe through it, take some deep breaths, visualize, imagine to the best of your ability. Please don't go into judgment about that. Oh, you know, I can't visualize. No, you can visualize just pictures, feelings, whatever shows up around that while I play this piece of music. And this is all about enhancing your ability to manifest your desired results. So just take some nice deep breaths. Another deep breath. So now that you've set this intention and visualize this, I want to really challenge you today to take a step in that direction, towards that outcome, towards that goal, towards that desire, towards that dream. Take the step and then begin to see what unfolds for you. And that's where the game of life really begins. It's between where we're at right now and where it is you want to go. That's where we gain the wisdom. That's where we remember who we really are. But you got to take the step. You got to be committed. You got to move in that direction. And then you'll be amazed at what begins to show up for you. So there you go.
Thank you, Mark.
My pleasure.
Come back, Janine. Come back. Janine was in a trance. Come back.
All right. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can press the number one on Blog Talk, or you can star six on the confirmation line, confirmation, teleconference line. I have a text question while we wait. One lady said, do you customize music for people personally? She wants something with affirmations saying that she's worthy, she's beautiful, she's amazing, with her name on it. With her name in.
I'm sorry, you kind of cut off a little bit.
Oh, I apologize. She wants customized music with the music and affirmations with her name. She say her name may be Ebony. I don't know what her name is. Ebony, you're beautiful. Ebony, you're amazing. She wants something customized. Do you customize music?
I do with custom songs and projects also. And typically what I do in my sessions is that I'll play pieces of music during the session, and then they get their custom playlist, you know, where they have music that's vibrationally designed to enhance where they need vibrational support. So, but that's certainly within the possibility. I mean, I've done guided processes and different things and with music, with messages and stuff like that, never for the individual in particular, but it can certainly be done.
What's so interesting about that question is, you know, I woke up like 2 hours before the show, wide awake, alert, and everything else, kind of like shocked me, because normally I'm kind of like having to get awakened while I'm on the show. One of the thoughts I had while standing out on my patio listening to and watching the rain was, I guess yesterday Harrison Klein mentioned to people about getting a list of 10 or 12 I ams. I am beautiful. I'm awakened, I'm a divine being, I'm loving myself or whatever. And then the idea I got today was to create my I am list while listening to some of your music, Mark. And, of course, when I met you, I purchased that little CD that you had on the table, Mark Marrero. How do you pronounce that last name again, Mark?
Romero. That was just Romero. Like a sampler CD.
Yes.
That's like
experience the music, experience the message. So so the idea came to me was to create my I am list while listening to that piece, which I've been doing consistently since I purchased it from you.
Absolutely. In fact, that's the beauty. See, this is when we want to do our prayers, we want to do our affirmations, we want to do our meditations while playing the music, because when you're in a coherent energetic state and you have a good, it's like you have a good internet connection. You know, it's like most of us go through life like having like a phone modem, you know, like on the computer. You remember the old computer phone modem? You make all that noise and stuff, and it was like really slow and everything. Most of us are going through life with that kind of a connection, and we wonder why we struggle. We wonder why we don't feel like life's working. Man, you need to upgrade to cable modem, you know? And it's like when you get into a coherent energetic state, it's like upgrading to a cable modem. All of a sudden, you're able to access a lot more information, but also impact. You know, because not only are we receiving information from the quantum field, we're also communicating information to the field, you know, through our intentions, through our desires, through our dreams. So when we work with affirmations, when we're in a coherent energetic state, it's like putting those affirmations on steroids. I need to come up with a more positive analogy, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you.
Hyperdrive.
So we have
putting your affirmations in the queen's on hyperdrive.
That'll work.
So we have another text. Her daughter has schizophrenic bipolar process going on. How does your music affect schizophrenic bipolar?
Well, here's the real question: is how much is that bipolar condition or schizophrenia caused by the things in the environment, caused by the food that we eat and the chemicals in our food and genetically modified foods, you know? So, you know, what would open up if we were able to put our energy into a coherent state? I don't know. You know, I've had people who have deal with autism or ADD, ADHD, haven't really come across people dealing with bipolar, other than the fact that it helps them to feel more relaxed, more calm, not as, you know, some of the downturns don't seem as down. And, you know, so that's all a good thing. And they're able to process through it quicker. So, you know, I think really ultimately it's to take a look at those, a lot of these conditions, and this is what the scientists were working on and studying, was how many of these conditions that are showing up today so prevalent caused by our environment, caused by the disharmonious things that we've, or as I like to put them, miscreations we have put into our modern day world. You know, what if we could rise above those? What could open up for a person that way? Honestly, I don't know the answer, but hey, you know what? For the cost of a CD, it's always a worthy experiment.
Mm. Wow. So we got Making Love CDs so people can make love. We got CDs to help people get that relax on, harmonize. Wow. Wow. This is a question that's coming through. She says, what is the cost of a transformational life coaching process with you?
Well, it varies. It depends on whether you come in, you do a session, or whether you come and do a package of sessions, or, you know, I have a 6-month program and then I do individual sessions. So it kind of depends. Usually I just invite people to send me an email and we'll set up a time to chat what it is that they want to work on. And then I can make a recommendation from there.
Okay. And how do they contact you through the support?
Yeah, they can email me at support@MarkerMoreauMusic.com. Yep, that's the best way, and I can send them a response back or, you know, for the most part. So, you know, a lot of times people, like, want a session because there's something immediate that they want to break through, something they, you know, that they want to move beyond or shift or change, you know. And then my 6-month program is really, it's about assisting people in restoring harmony in all aspects of their lives and really optimizing their energy. But that really kind of leads into the third aspect of my work, is about orchestrating. So there's tuning. That's where we rise above the negative effects of things in our environment. There's harmonizing. That's where we move past the limiting thoughts and beliefs. And then there's number three, which is orchestrating. That's where you learn how to shape and shift the world around you in the way that you want. You're the creator. You're the composer. You're the maestro. It's about tapping in your ability to be able to do that, so that you can compose the life of your dreams. And that's what I do. I help people play beautiful music throughout their lives.
So has anyone ever reported back to you mystical experiences while listening to your music, Mark?
Oh, yeah. You have no idea. They've had all kinds of experiences, people seeing light, things coming in, shifting their energy. You know, I've had some off-the-wall things, too. I mean, it's pretty amazing at what shows up for people.
Wow. Mystical experiences. Powerful.
Mystical experiences. But, I mean, the first person that I ever did a musical mantra for, and musical mantras are pieces of music composed with different intentions. So it was a young lady that came to me. She was having relationship issues. You know, actually, this is what she said to me. She said, you know what, for the last 10 years, I've been attracting the same kind of man in a different body, but the same jerk. I'm sick and tired of it. I want to break through it. I said, okay, well, let's do a session. And so we're talking, and over the years, I've realized I can hear where people are out of tune. It's like she says she wants a loving relationship, but she's broadcasting resentment. You know, and that was the case with this young lady. And I said, okay, what's the resentment against? Well, of course, it was against her father. They had fought a lot and had all kinds of unresolved issues and things over the years. And so I asked her, I said, you know what, are you open to forgiving your father? And she said, yeah, I am. Are you willing to set that intention? Yes. So I said, okay, I'm going to play a piece of music on forgiveness. And I recorded it. And I said, here, play this in the environment. Let's see what happens. So she calls me up 2 days later. Mark, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, what happened? She goes, my dad called me today out of the blue and said, hey, you know what? 10 years is way too long to have unresolved issues. Are you open to sitting down and talking about reconciliation and forgiveness? She goes, yeah, I understand. My dad's like macho man guy. He would never do anything like that. I said, that's the biggest thing that we need to learn, is that the relationships, everything in our outer world is an expression of who and what we are, our state of being. You change your state of being. You set the intention to forgive him. You play this forgiveness music. What shows up? An opportunity to forgive what needed to be forgiven before she was ever going to create that relationship. Because basically she was recreating relationships with her father in attempt to heal what had never been healed. And so out of this whole experience, she was able to sit down with her dad and get a sense of resolution and forgiveness. And then what opened up for her later was a loving, healthy relationship with somebody that actually treated her with love and respect and caringness. And, you know, if that's not a mystical experience, I don't know what is, right?
Absolutely.
Do you know, that was the next question. This lady says she's been meeting, she's got this guy that she loves, he's hooked on drugs, and she keeps seeing him running back into this same relationship. And she knows it's not good for her, and she knows that she needs to leave it alone because, you know, he has an addictive personality to drugs, and she can't seem to leave it alone. And she begins asking, what can she do to transform that in herself? And so she's going to get that.
Well, and that's where it is. You know, if you want to change your relationships, you need to change the relationship you have with yourself. You know, it's time to look at doing some forgiveness work. It's time to building that frequency and that energy of self-love. It's time to look at those different aspects, and because that's where it all is. You can't change people out there. And, you know, we've been trying to do it for hundreds of years. You know, change the outer world through massive action outside of ourselves. It doesn't work that way. You know, how many people have, you know, gone, you know, every New Year's, everybody goes, oh, man, I'm going to go get in shape. I'm going to lose those pounds. I'm going to get into those size 32 pants, you know, and then by March, they're not working out at the gym anymore. That's because you got to change your inner thoughts and beliefs around that. You know, I struggled with my weight for years. You know, I even struggled with addiction, you know, back in my younger days. And it wasn't until I changed me, my state of being, and began to heal what I needed to heal within myself, that things began to change externally. And that's the place we got to begin. You can't blame your mom, can't blame your ex-husband. You got to look in the mirror and say, okay, what am I doing to create this dynamic in my life, and what do I need to heal? How can I use this obstacle, this challenge, as a tool, as a catalyst to help me remember who I really am? Where do I need to forgive myself? Where do I need to value myself more? And start asking those questions and start doing some healing work within. Change that, and the outer world will magically begin to change to match who you are being.
Preach, preach, preach. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine yesterday. We were talking about relationships and being addicted. Even though you may not be using drugs anymore, but you can still have the addiction to things or addiction to people and things in life. And so that is so good what you're saying, because everything begins within. Everything begins within. I heard an old African proverb that there's no enemy outside unless there's an enemy inside.
Amen.
So the forgiveness piece, so there is a forgiveness piece on the website a person can purchase, correct, Mark?
Yes, there is.
Is it
no,
is
that's
it
a second. That's
a single forgiveness piece, or is it part of an album?
No, it's actually, you can, there's, so some of the MP3, or not MP3, some of the musical mantras that I do for like changing the inner programming, you can buy individual downloads. So if you go to, I have to recall my own thing. Okay, if you go to the high vibration music segment, there's a segment there called Less Than 5 Minutes to Bliss. And that gives you access to a library of musical mantra pieces for a particular facet of your life. So if I remember correctly, forgiveness is, I believe it is under the relationship tab, because that's where it usually shows up.
In relationship?
I'm double checking right now. It's some, yes, it's under relationships. That's where I figured it was.
All right.
And that's where you can work with little frequencies.
Say that again, Mark.
That's where you can work with different little frequencies. So like under, you know, prosperity, you have like abundance, faith and trust, I deserve, worthiness, receiving. Those are frequencies of energy. And each song contains a frequency. And you can work with that particular frequency to begin to shift that. So, you know, it's a great way to at least start going in and start changing some of that inner energy work, you know, makeup.
All right. Well, you're listening to Mark Romero, and you can go to markromeromusic.com, and then you go into the store, and then you go to High Vibrational Music, and you'll find the information that he's talking to you about at this time. That's Mark Romero, and Romero is R-O-M-E-R-O, music.com.
Yep.
Music. Yes, yes, yes. All right, well, it's kind of quiet this morning, so I guess we will get ready to...
So the lines are open up, and it's still quiet, Janine?
Mm-hmm, the line is open. We got a few text questions in, but
okay.
I guess people are processing what the information is in terms of how Mark is delivering it.
And maybe they're still in the trance from that live piece he played.
Definitely, it was beautiful.
It was.
Good morning, Love Journey.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, happy Wednesday to everyone. Listen, this was beautiful this morning. I'm just like sitting here in my office just in a complete trance and just enjoying every moment of it. So, just speaking up for the rest of the family, this is Cassidy in Atlanta, Georgia. I am just loving the energy on here. I'm loving the music and just taking it all in. What a great way just to remind us to start the day with the intention and moving forward in that, and even challenging us to actually, after we did that, to take one step closer to it. So I thank you this morning for this. And just sharing your music and who you are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Chastity.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Chastity.
So,
good morning.
Good morning, Claudette.
Hey. As a music lover, I thank you, Mark. This is good news to me. To think that I can just go and put a different sound on and change my thoughts, my thinking. I mean, I experienced it already when you told the story about the woman who couldn't bend her knees touching the floor when she heard her beat. That's me. And so to think that I can really just go and tune into some different kind of sounds to get me to the expansion I want in my life, to move beyond some stuck places and stuff, and really get out and be who God has created me to be. I thank you for bringing mm-hmm. another tool to me. Thanks, Janine and James. Y'all from Hot Folks. I love it.
Thank awesome. You. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudette.
Thank you all.
I was picking my grandmother up to take her to the store, and she took forever to get in the car. Oh, her back hurt, her knees hurt. So when she got in the car, she heard the music, and it took her back. She jumped out the car and started dancing. See, you don't know where you got that dance from. You don't know nothing about this. I was like, who is this lady? This music done transformed. She couldn't even get in the car. Wait, I'm telling you, it took her forever to get in the car. Talking about how her knees was hurting, her back was hurting. So I cut the car on, had the music playing. She jumped out the car and started dancing on the side of the road. I'm like, what in the world?
What music was that, Janine?
Oh, it was a song. It was a song about love. It was
the one you played the other day?
No, it was an Eddie Kendrick song.
Okay.
It was an old song back in the day. And she, oh, my God, it must have took her back to her heyday, baby, because she got talking about, I ain't know nothing about no dancing. I was like, all right, man. Couldn't even get in the car 5 minutes ago. I'm like, my knees hurt, my back hurt. And she got in that car, started hearing that music. She jumped out of that car. I mean, jumped. It took her like 20 minutes to get into the car. I'm like, how is she going to jump out in 5 seconds?
That's
fine. But I'm going to tell you that I put this L Green, you know, I go and volunteer at the senior home, right? And so this is the one song in every senior home. I go, Love and Happiness by L Green.
Oh,
Love
yes.
and Happiness. They knock their canes down. They get out wheelchairs, get to dancing. And when the song over, they almost fall because they forget that they can't really go dance. Music is very transforming. And so I just want to say mm-hmm. thank you. Mark Romero, harmonize. And that is the one thing that you took away from the time that I talked to you. You use harmony a lot about being in harmony.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave with that thought. What does that really mean to you when you say being in harmony?
Well, it's like where you're in tune, man. You're in the flow. You know, do you ever have those moments where you just feel like you're in the flow of life? And yes, even though the road might have its twists and turns and things, you're just in the flow. You know, it's like the analogy that I love to use is the river of life. You know, we're all in the river of life. You know, we're in the river, going down the river. The river's going to go back to the ocean. No matter where we go, we're heading back to where we came from. But the question is how do you want to go down the river? Do you want to go kicking and screaming? Do you want to try to cling to the bottom? Do you want to tell the river where to go? You know, but if you just let go and go with the flow, amazing things can happen. And that to me is kind of like what showed up when you said that about harmony, you know, and that's to be able to go through the flow of life. Yes, life is going to happen. You know, things are going to happen. The twists and turns are going to arise. You know, there's that old saying, you know, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. You know, we still get to deal with the things of the human experience. You know, people are going to transition off the planet that we love. Things are going to happen, but yet our whole way of which we flow through those things changes. And that to me is being in harmony. But it's also being empowered. It's also about bringing our music forward, who and what we are, and expressing ourselves on a higher level and moving past those old stories that have limited us, that have prevented us from shining our light and bringing our beauty forward. You know, the time's to end all that. Time's now. Enough of the old stories. It's time to write a new story. It's time to write a new song. Bring it forward. And that, to me, is what being in harmony is all about.
All right. James, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, we had one caller that was on the line who was getting ready to ask a question or say something, so I would definitely love for us to hear what they had to say before we conclude.
I didn't hear that, but okay.
Yeah, I thought there was somebody who was on the line getting ready to ask something or say something. One of our callers.
Yes, I think he was hearing things, baby.
that might be possible. I'm still in a trance.
Because I'm watching the board. Nobody's...
I'd definitely like to say it's an honor to have met you, Mark. It was like, you know, you hadn't had that your CD on the table. I may have just interacted about the health product that you were there promoting. So it was a divine appointment, and I'm honored to have met you and very appreciative that you've agreed to be our guest on the Love Journey today.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been my pleasure and an honor, and it was great. Thank you. Both are awesome.
You want to take us out with some music?
You want me to play something?
It's up to you. You could play something live, or you can push a button. You can put a CD on, and I'll go ahead and sit back and close my eyes, whatever you want to do.
Well, I got a little piece. This is a little piece about kind of grounding and centering ourselves in for the day. It's usually a piece that I play at the end of my sessions, any of my like group work or single sessions. I always end with a little musical mantra for grounding, just to keep us on our feet on the ground so that we can move forward and be powerful expressions. And so all you got to do is just take some nice deep breaths and we'll meet up on the other side. It's just a little piece, but a little something to just kind of center us in for the day. So just take some nice deep breaths. Nice deep breath and just go and compose an amazing day.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Wow. That was beautiful and clear and crisp. Your music came through really beautiful. I just wanted to let you know you've been listening to the Latin Love God, Mark Romero. Don't forget to go to his website and get his CDs, family, and get your 3 free gifts just by signing up on his email list, Journey, the Stress Reduction, and the Vibrational Success are the 3 free gifts. Sign up today. Don't delay. Check Mark out. All right, family. This is Mark Romero. Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate you for coming to the Love Journey today and sharing your gifts with us this morning. If you want to tune back in to the replay for today, that is 712-432-0990. That's 712-432-0990. And the access code is 772-719. That's how you can listen to the replay. But it also will be on the Love Journey Facebook page. Check it out. Check it out. Don't delay. Go and love our page today. Don't just like it, love it. No, like our page this morning. And check out the replay on there as well. You can listen to the Blog Talk replay right on the Love Journey Facebook page. So you can call back in or you can listen to it on your computer or your app by going to the Love Journey and pushing the Blog Talk for today. That's how you can listen to us. All right, Mark, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Your music is so beautiful, and it conveyed through the phone really beautiful. And you must got a super sound system in there to play live music, and it sounds so good.
Well, you know, as musicians, we get a little bit of obsessive about our microphones and stuff.
I might have to learn a few things over there so I can have some beautiful stuff come through because I love music. I'm like, wow, look how aesthetically beautiful this sound. It came so crisp through the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, shoot me a note. Right. I'll be more than happy to share my secrets with you.
Oh, all right, secrets from the Latin Love God. I'm definitely going to shoot you an email then. That's a nice book title.
Yeah, really, huh?
Yes. It'll sell off the shelf, Mark.
All right. I like it.
I love it. All right, so we're going to get ready and get out of here. And, James, do you want to tell them a little bit about the guest speaker for tomorrow?
The guest speaker for tomorrow will be from what's that? The Secret of Success organization, and we're going to either have Neil Thompson, the assistant, or we'll end up having Mr. Sushi Sin again.
Mr. Sushi. That is not his name.
I don't know what they're going to do with that. They're going to do something.
His name is Toshi Sen, and he's the author of The Ancient Secrets of Success. And his assistant, Mr. Neil, is our guest speaker for tomorrow. So they're going to be coming back tomorrow from last week, and I'm super excited to bring our new guest tomorrow as well. So, again, if you love what you heard today, go to markromeromusic.com and purchase or sign up for the CD and get your information. Just so you have some information. It's a very informative site about vibration, quantum physics, and transforming the energy field, and it's really interesting. So go check that out today. You'll find, you know, we talk about energy, we talk about vibrations a lot, and it's important that we keep ourselves in a high frequency. And the one thing that I take away today, Mark and James, is the thing that Mark said is not a destination. It's a journey. And so what does that mean? That means that every day we have to be intentional about keeping our frequency field in a high vibrational space so that we can harmonize and attract and be in the flow. When I learned about what he said, you know, one time did he say make it happen. We're such a make-it-happen society that we believe we have to make it happen. And I have to confess, I was a make-it-happen sister that day. Said it was no hustler better than me. They called me the best manifestor on this side of the planet. But I had to learn how to stop and allow. When I got shut down, I had to learn how to allow and to be in the flow. And I love it because that means life can be about ease, elegance, and grace. I don't have to have sleepless nights trying to figure it out. All I do is turn it over and allow it to flow. And that's what Mark is really talking about. Harmony is about being in the flow. Being in the flow is what prosperity is about. Prosperity comes from a Latin word meaning in the flow. And when we're in the flow, we're in harmony. We're in tune with the universe. We got to get in the right frequency. It's like tuning into the station on the radio. And the music that Mark plays helps us to tune in to the frequency of high vibrational, which is the high vibrational frequency of love, because that's all it is, right?
Indeed.
Yep.
Reminding you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Choose the frequency of love, because it's really the only choice. And remember, don't just dream your God-sized dream, but live your God-sized dream. Have a great, amazing day, and know that you are more than enough. Know that you are all love, and know that you are all that God is. We are all that God is, family. All right, family. James, do you have any requests? Anybody got any, you want to request a song today?
We haven't heard Bill Withers in a while.
So I figured you wanted to hear Bill Withers. All right, but we're going to leave you today with Mark Romero, and I'm reminding you to tune in to markromeromusic.com and go there and get your free gifts. You've been tuned in all day to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram, James Gilmore, and Mark Romero. And today I want to say thank you for being a gift. Thank you for being a reflection of all of our gifts today. Thank you for tuning in, because without you, there's no us. And I want to remind you that we appreciate you taking your time out of all the places you could be. You tuned in right here to The Love Journey. We're going to take you out with Bill Withers. Have a lovely day, family.
You rock it, Mark. You rock it, buddy.
Up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. someone else instead of me. Always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Have a phenomenal day, family.